This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
I think a lot of us would agree that going on a first date can be pretty stressful. You hear of so many people's opinions on their do's and don'ts that you're kind of left confused thinking, if I look this way, it's going to look bad. If I breathe this way, it's going to be good. You just don't know. And that's why a Gen Zer woman on TikTok decided to share with the world her 16 rules on how to pull off a successful first date.
That's a whole lot of rules. I might remember three, you know? Like, so if I was ever in the dating pool again, it would be a disaster. Like, I haven't dated since, I mean, it's been 34 years since my first date with my wife, you know? And
out of practice.
Oh, absolutely. And so, like, you yourself have been single, but then other people find themselves newly single and back in that market. So I'm all ears.
Well, I've picked three that I thought were good. Now, I'm not going to say all 16 were great, because they weren't, but I did like these three. So the first one was pick a Thursday as the day for the date. And
why?
The reason being, it's close to the weekend, so you could make plans for a second date if it's going well.
Oh,
because it's
good.
It's close to the weekend, but also not too bad.
And also too, Thursday gives you an out. Like, oh, gotta work tomorrow. You know, like, I hate it. I thought you said you were unemployed. Nope, just got a job.
The second rule, don't become pen pals through text before the date. So what this means is, you know, if you meet someone online, typically those relationships start through private messages and you're messaging back and forth. Then you kind of build this connection with someone. But let's say you meet in person and they're completely different. Like you don't mesh well.
Right.
Then it's just awkward. So get to know the person in person and not through text.
Oh, that's actually solid. Because, sometimes people don't interact well in person, and sometimes they don't interact well in print, so it could go either way on you.
Yeah, but the most important, of course, is that you can get along in person.
Well, exactly, like, because print can be misleading for sure, and so you know whether you click or not in person.
Yeah, and last, at the end of the date, be sure to thank the guy in person. So he's paid and all has gone well. You
that's
thank
a big
him.
Assumption.
Well, that's
come
true.
On, let's modernize this.
Thank him in person, and I stress in person, and don't do it later through a call or text because you don't want to be the first one to reach out.
Oh, the game. Here, the game is afoot.
No, this is not a game. This is just you need to step back a bit, and he can be the man and approach you for a second.
It's interesting because I know that you have rules on this, and I agree with your rules. Some people might say they're old-fashioned, you know, and as far as, you know, I want to be pursued, but I don't think that's old-fashioned at all. I think that's kind of how it should be. You should feel valued and wanted and cherished, and the guy should make the most moves on things. But I do think, like, if a woman had reached out to me and said, hey, thanks for the date, I had a good time.
Through text or call?
Yeah, like, to me, I'm like, oh, good, I'm in. Like, she wants to see me again. We're good, you know? So I would take it that way. Mm-mm. But definitely feeling like that moment of gratitude. I don't know if that feels weird to say that. But when someone does something nice for you, regardless.
Do it in person.
Right.
Not over the phone.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's
those
where
are,
I stand.
Those are good rules. And they're rules that Betty Rock lives by. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And you've probably heard, you know, marriage is a contract. And that's very true. In Christian circles, it's a covenant. It's even deeper than a contract. But sometimes adding love and legality gets a little tricky.
Exactly. Especially when feelings get involved. Where there is a woman on TikTok that her video is going viral because she announced that her and her fiance got a notarized legal document that claims if he cheats on her, he promises that he will pay her bills for the rest of her life.
Okay, now here's the thing. One, he's pretty confident in his abilities to not cheat if you're going to promise to that and sign it, which has to make her feel good. Because prenups and things like that get a little murky for people sometimes because it's like, well, you already think our relationship is doomed.
Yes.
And so this is an interesting one in that he's like, look, I'll sign on the line. I'm not going to cheat on you. You know, I'm a good guy.
Yes.
But it feels like that maybe her wanting that is because she's carrying baggage from a past relationship, possibly.
Or that she will want to check his phone 24/7. She needs to have his passcode.
Yeah.
She needs to be able to open up his phone. Like, all these things. That's going to get old after a while for him, where it's going to be like, when are you going to trust me? And it's really not his fault. It really comes down to her and her having to do some work on herself.
Yeah, this is actually a red flag for him, honestly. Yes. And I like that you see that as a woman, too, because it's easy to go, no, men are horrible. But that's the thing. I see trouble with this, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Having to prove your innocence and not... And that's not the assumption. That doesn't mean you have a... That means you don't have a good basis right now.
Yes.
And so I am curious about this, though. Like, at least she's taking a step, you know, to try to deal with it.
Maybe sideways, maybe forward, maybe backward. Yeah.
Is there anything that you've done in your life to not bring baggage to a new relationship? Maybe something positive, some steps you've taken to not... affect the new person that you're with.
Because it's not fair on someone who is healthy to be like, I'm bringing all this baggage and I'm putting you responsible for that. Because it's not their responsibility.
Because in dating and in relationships, you have hurt at some point in time in your life. Odds are you're going to have some hurt.
Even in friendships.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so that counts too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What have you done to be proactive and not bring some of your old baggage to a new relationship? I think that this could be something that could really help somebody out that's really struggling through this and maybe has a string of failed relationships and can't figure out why. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So have you ever done something positive to not bring old baggage into a new relationship?
So I think the main thing that you need to remember going into a relationship is to be honest. I mean, if you share that baggage with your significant other before you get into that marriage covenant, then they're going to understand kind of where you're coming from. You're not putting the baggage on them.
But you're letting them help you carry it.
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, we talk about the Enneagram, which is a personality test. And when you know somebody's Enneagram number, you can go, oh, you're behaving like a 4, not, oh, you're an emotional jerk, you know, kind of thing. And so in this way, like what you're saying is, you know, if you know the baggage, you're aware of the pitfalls, you can have empathy and compassion for it and realize this is maybe the past hurt talking and not really you.
But even though they have that empathy for you, that doesn't mean it gives you a pass. It still means you do need to do the work to heal yourself.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to even work on yourself before you get into another relationship.
Oh, for sure.
Sheila, what is that thing that you've done to be positive or proactive about not bringing the old baggage into that new relationship?
Well, I recognize, like, steering a boat or a car, that I am moving forward in my life, and anything that's happened behind is behind me, and I make sure that I keep my eyes focused on the direction I would like to go. And if it's not going the direction in a relationship, then you have the ability to steer a different way.
Yeah, before that love boat hits a bridge. I get totally being focused on the future. It's hard to just say your past doesn't exist anymore. Like, if you've been cheated on in the past, I get why you would have trust issues. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that your new relationship's going to be a cheater, you know? But I'm always fascinated by people who seem to date the same person. They get stuck in these relationships where it's one cheater after another and all the guys are like the same guy. You're like, at some point in time, maybe part of the proactiveness is date somebody completely different than you have in the past, and you might have a different outcome.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
When you've been through something traumatic, you look for anything to kind of help heal. And I think that's the case for the families in Uvalde, Texas, following the shooting at Robb Elementary this past summer, you know, that took the lives of 19 students and two teachers. So the town is all excited about their first home football game tonight. And it's a chance for people to get together and kind of scream for their team rather than have to fight for answers about what went wrong for their kids, you know, as they still are walking through all of that. And it's a chance to move forward, as normalcy doesn't erase grief, but it gives pain a temporary reprieve. You know, like the more you can get back into your routine doesn't mean that you forget or that you've moved on, but it actually, I do believe, helps you heal. And something like a football game could do that, you know?
Yeah, it's like a healthy way to manage it.
So one of the really cool things, though, that they're doing at the game is, like, in a way to honor the victims, is they picked one of the senior linebackers, this guy named Justin, and the coaches and his peers picked him, I guess, because of his character and who he was as a player and as a person, and he's going to wear 21 on his jersey all year long. So it was in honor of the 21 people who lost their lives. I thought, man, that's kind of a cool way to be mindful of it and have it there present, you know, but still in the process of doing life normally. You
it's
know?
Still shocking to me that the number was up to 21.
I know.
That's insane.
It's so sad. Justin, you know, said that nearly everyone in the town was impacted by this massacre, including his own family. His youngest brother was at Robb but survived.
Wow.
Which, I mean, he's beyond thankful for. And he went on to say that now football is like therapy. At practice, everyone didn't have to feel sadness and the sorrow. They were just able to feel comfort of the family that we have. Mm. And that's the important thing about finding those ways to move forward, not on.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and we love this segment. It's where we just talk to kids. Are you kidding me? If you get that. We love to hear what you guys have to say if you're a kid. So here's the deal. Shaquille O'Neal, you know him, great basketball player, legendary basketball player for the Lakers, and he was asked by his son to help him fill out a resume, you know, because son wants to get a job, you gotta have a resume.
And typically, this is something a parent can help their child with. Yeah, so you're picking your dad, that's a great idea.
You've had a lot of jobs, you know how to write a resume, you know, and Shaq was not able to help him because Shaq's like, I've never had a real job. Like, he's been in sports his whole life and never
needed a resume.
Never needed to build. His resume was, I'm 7 feet tall. Like, that's my resume, you know, and so he never had to fill one out. So he was like, I couldn't help my son. Fill out. I had to Google it, you know? And so this is it. Are you kidding me? What is that thing that your parents weren't able to help you with? Because, I mean, parents are great, and parents, you know, can help us with so many things, but there are sometimes they're not able to. Like, there was math my daughter was doing in high school I could not help her with. Like,
was
not
it
even
Common
close.
Common Core or?
No. This was, she was doing like trig and all this other stuff.
Oh, no.
No idea.
No.
Like, I looked at it one time thinking, okay, I'm an adult. I know how to read a formula. I could, okay, well, go ask your mother. And then I was like, oh, she's just as bad as me. Call a tutor.
Google it.
Yeah, call a friend. So is there something, and you got to be a kid to call now, okay? Ask your parents' permission first if you need to do that. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Is there something that your parents were not able to help you with, kind of like Shaq's resume for his son? 855-33-WAY-FM. Let's go. Are you kidding me? So is there something that your parents were not able to help you with, Sophia?
When I do my math homework, my parents normally, like, help me, but sometimes they don't know what the answer is.
How old do you think your parents are?
My mom is 43.
How old's your dad?
And my dad, his birthday was 2 days ago, and he's 47.
47, okay. So, yeah, you'd think, hey, you guys got to know some math. What grade math are you doing?
I'm doing fifth grade math.
Oh, fifth grade math. And your parents weren't able to help you with that, you say?
Yeah.
So, Sophia, what did you end up doing?
Well, I ended up having to explain everything all over again that I learned in class.
Yeah.
To your parents.
Yeah, you had to teach your parents. You're like, you know what, guys? Hey, how about you just give me the checkbook? I'll take care of the finances for the family from here on out. Well, Sophia, we appreciate you being on the show with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Hey, you have a great day. So how old are you, Genevieve?
I am 12.
12 years old. Okay, what is something that your parents were not able to help you with, kind of like Shaq there?
My mom was never able to help me with word problems. She could never tell me what operation to do.
I get that, though. Like, word problems are tricky. Like, two trains leave a train station. One's heading north, one's heading south. You're like, and one gets to the thing before the other. And I'm like, what do I care if I'm on the train? I'm just going to get there when I get there.
So now who do you go to when you have a word problem? Because you know you can't go to your parents.
If it's math that keeps not doing school, I either go to my sister or my brother.
Yeah, it's nice to have like an older brother or sister who's already been there. And if they happen to have a couple of their notes or maybe some of their old tests, that's nice. That helps.
Hey, no.
Well, Genevieve, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and vows at a wedding are very sacred. I mean, this is where you're pledging your life to your partner, and you are telling them what you are going to do and not do, you know, and it's a contract, it's a covenant, and so it's funny because there is this one couple that's getting married, and the groom kind of messes up in the vows. And the bride just loses it. And so this is your random act of audio for today.
I, Andrew Paul Daniel Engstrom, do take Melissa Renee Warren
to be my lawfully wedded wife.
To be my lawfully.
Lawfully.
And pancakey. I've been scared of this all my life. Just give her a second.
Oh my gosh.
I, Andrew Paul.
After that last shriek, he's like, I haven't said I do yet.
Yeah, that's true.
He might peace out.
I can get out of this still.
Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but just I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh, yeah. Whoops, so, I just gave away my child. Yeah. My bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They're faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're a little sluggish in the morning, then news-ish is your speed.
You burned your foot on a Foreman grill.
I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me.
It's the Wally Show.
Gavin, what you got?
Everyone's been in that situation where they are patiently waiting for their food that they've ordered to be delivered to their front doorstep. It feels equivalent to me to like Christmas morning.
Yeah, and now it's more than just pizza. Back in the day, the only thing you got delivered was pizza. And now it's anything with all the DoorDash in and Postmates and all that going on.
Yep, and you have that moment where you're like ready to open that food. It's one of the best moments of your day. And can you imagine if you were to, let's say, open that food up and see that it had been partially eaten?
I'd lose my mind.
That was the case.
I have lost my mind before on something like that. Cake Gate, 2019.
Here it is.
It was a spring morning.
Yeah, you don't mess with Betty's food. No. Like, she would shank you.
Well, there was somebody who ordered food via DoorDash, and when he opened up his wings, he got them from Wingstop. Yeah. He opened the box, saw that all of the wings had been eaten to the bone.
Nope.
The fries were gone.
Nope.
Said that the drink was relatively untouched. But when he did.
How do you do that?
I don't know. What he found, though, was a note. And on that note, from the DoorDash delivery guy, it said, "Sorry, I'm broke that I ate your wings. Think of this as just paying it forward.
Oh, no.
I'm quitting this job anyway. Be blessed.
Oh, no, no, no. No.
That doesn't make up for anything.
Yeah, like you're literally making money that day, and you were going to be tipped, so you're not... You, if you're broke, it's your fault, because you're spending money on the wrong things, probably. But, like, to literally write a note with all that, why did you just not, like, just don't show up at that point? I'd rather just have you not show up.
Yeah,
and then to deliver me something you know was eaten, and I'm standing there smiling while you're handing me the bag? That's next level, like, maniacal, evil genius kind of thing.
Evil genius.
And the thing with, I think, DoorDash, at least, because I did DoorDash for a good long while, people see the profile, usually, of the like, the name of the person that is delivering that food. So there's not necessarily anonymity to your actions, per se.
I'm sure that DoorDash probably hooked it up, though. I've heard cases of that where something was done that was not done well, and they were really good about hooking people up and making it right. So I'm sure they gave this guy, you know, at least a couple wings that weren't
eaten.
They
should.
Yeah, hopefully. They got to make that one right.
But yeah, because that's just uncalled for.
I think the end of that is what bothered me the most of that thing. Be blessed! Like,
it's like, I think...
Because we say blessed a lot in the Christian circles, and you're like, if you did that and you're a believer, that goes against everything you're supposed to be about, you know?
Like, it's almost like we look at this and it happens a lot, and we're like, oh, that shouldn't happen. Like, it is stealing, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it is thievery. It is. Absolutely. Or then he puts a Bible verse, when you did it to the least of these, you did it to me.
Oh, geez.
You
know?
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Pastor Chad from The Prayer Wall comes in every week, kind of share what's going on there. If you don't know what The Prayer Wall is, it's a thing at wayfm.com where you can post prayer requests. And, like, all I ask is that while you're there posting one, maybe take a minute to pray for somebody else, because it's kind of a really cool thing that happens there. So, Pastor Chad, what do you got?
Yeah, just this week I was reading on The Prayer Wall, a guy named Scott wrote in, and he just said this, and it caught my attention because I've actually had two other people at work kind of talk about the similar thing, but he just said, I'm praying for a financial miracle to help me get out of the serious debt that I'm in.
Ooh.
I'm also praying for perfect health. And that brought something to mind because I had two different people this week who had issues with finances, but then you find them in the midst of struggling with finances in another health situation. You get hospital bills, and another one, they don't have insurance, but they're praying for their finances, but then their son gets this bacteria in their stomach. And so it's like, what do we do when you feel like you're overwhelmed? And it just was a reminder to me that we judge people sometimes by they're struggling financially, but we don't always know the whole story. That it's not that they're out frivolously spending on a ton of different things. Sometimes life just happens.
My wife and I were literally just talking about this yesterday, that, like, sometimes, and I love this country, and I know our medical system is broken and needs to be fixed, but it's still better than a lot of places. But the sad thing is you could do everything right. You could have one injury, one catastrophic thing that undoes you, you know, and financially, and takes everything you have. And it's heartbreaking. And that's sometimes where people find themselves. And so you're right. It's easy to judge that kind of stuff. And you got to be real careful of that.
And I was just reminded of Psalm 10, verse 17. It says, "The Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless." And when you are in financial struggle, you do feel very helpless. And so prayer is a great place to come, and also asking for other people for prayer. So I appreciate these people come to The Prayer Wall. But as you're praying for people who are struggling financially, just be reminded that there's more to the story there than just they am spending too much on Chick-fil-A.
And I guess, too, like, if you're in that place struggling and your prayer for peace in the middle of the chaos is probably going to be answered more than praying for the lottery numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's always been my experience. I said, hey, what's going on? Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And you know Betty from the show. You know her. You love her. And one of her jobs is she does one of our newscasts on the show, and so she has to know kind of what's going on, and I say kind of what's going on, because I'm never sure what she truly knows about the world, because you like to distance yourself from things that you don't have to worry about.
True, because, I mean, it just bogs me down. Yeah. I don't feel enlightened by it, so I like to stay away from it.
Yeah, and so here's what we like to do. At the end of the week, I go through and I find some stories that I think she should know about, or sometimes things we've talked about on the show that I think she should remember, but not always. Yeah, because she very rarely listens to the show, even though it's in her headphones. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give her three things, and you don't have to know what's going on with these three things. You just have to guess whether or not Betty is going to know, okay? And if you get two out of three right, you win the game. That's called What's Going On. And so if you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play with you right now. I said, hey, what's going on? Uplifting WAY-FM. This is The Wally Show. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Actually, I wasn't asking you. That's the name of the game. No. we appreciate you playing with us today. So here's what's going on. We're going to ask Betty some current events. And all you have to do, Paul, is tell us if you think she's going to get the answer right or wrong. So here we go. Biden forgiveness. That is a big story that has made the rounds here. So Betty Rock is thinking, do you think she's going to get this right or wrong, Paul?
Oh, I think she's going to get it right. There's no way that she hasn't heard about this somewhere.
No possible way she hasn't heard about this. Okay. I'm seeing her thinking face.
I think that he's known to read straight from the teleprompter.
Okay.
And I think he said something accidentally that wasn't meant to be said, and America took it wrong, and now the White House is having to be like, do recon.
Oh, so like he needs forgiveness.
Yeah, so they're saying, no, that's not what he meant.
Okay, and you bet on her on that one. Paul, she's wrong, and why is she wrong?
Oh my gosh, I mean, how many people have student loans? I know about this. Come on, baby.
Forgiveness of student loans, Rock.
Wait, he's asking forgiveness for paying people student loans?
Yeah, no, forgiveness of student loans. Oh, remember the thing we talked about with Gavin, having student loans?
That's right.
I can't wait.
I read forgiveness the wrong way,
okay.
Paul.
All right, here we go, Paul. Betty, Jackson, Mississippi. What's significant about that in this week's news? Paul, right or wrong?
Yeah, no, I don't think she's going to know that.
Going to miss this one. Okay, perfect.
They're having water issues.
Oh, see, you never know.
Because they had a flood, and now the water is all janky.
She's like an enigma wrapped in a riddle. You never know.
Oh, my goodness. How do you know that, but not this?
I guess she doesn't have any student loans.
Well, I guess not.
Unfortunately, that's too wrong. We can't pull this thing back. But, man, Paul, we appreciate you playing. We got a lovely parting gift for you.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great day.
I'm so sorry Betty hosed you. Hang on.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we go back in time, and normally we have somebody present with us that's our pilot telling us what year to go back to and what song they want to hear, and today's pilot, who is an absentee pilot, is Danny. Danny does a lot of work with veterans and things like that, so he's probably, he's driving veterans places. He should get a time machine and be faster, but he's doing his work today, his job today, and so we didn't get to get him into the time machine with us, but we definitely want to do his time machine.
Yeah, and we don't have to go back too far, because he wants to hear the song No Scars in Heaven by Casting Crowns, which was released this year.
Oh, it wasn't really?
Yeah.
No way.
Huh. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
I thought it was at least a couple years ago. Wow, that's crazy.
So his reason for wanting to hear it was, and it's pretty serious, he said, my World War II Army vet dad passed on January 20th, 2021, after multiple heart attacks. For the three previous years, I would escort him to veterans events in Pueblo, Colorado. In 2020, I developed severe knee problems and would limp alongside him and his walker. But I know that one day this Marine and his Army vet dad will walk straight and tall on the streets of heaven.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's a great reason for one. And I love that he's still continuing to serve our vets today. You know. And so there you go. That's a good-hearted man and a great song. And this is our Flashback Friday today. And it's Casting Crowns, Scars in Heaven. Here on WAY-FM.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time,
I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. Cause there's a wound here in my heart where something's missing. And they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased. And knowing yours are healed is healing mine. The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven from the hands that hold you now. There's not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven, they won't belong to me and there'll be no such thing as broken. And all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold.
There you go. Great song from Casting Crowns. Scars in Heaven for Danny. That's his Flashback Friday song. What's yours? You can tell us Flash. Just text that word Flash to 91979. We'll send you a link and you could be controlling the radio next Friday. Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and man, I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. and some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes, and PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you...
You cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix out, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
When I think of the kind of people the FBI are keeping tabs on, I typically think of people that are well known by many and are known to have a sketchy reputation. It just seems to check out.
It's their job, yeah, looking into those people.
But that's not the case for some. It turns out there are well-loved A-list celebrities that are known well by the FBI and for reasons that don't mean that they're actually shady.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Take, for instance, Princess Diana. She has two files with the FBI. One of those are on threats made against her and Prince Charles during their marriage. Maybe there were women out there that wanted Prince Charles for themselves.
Oof, I'd like to meet that lady.
The other folder was about security issues when she would make U.S. visits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so she hadn't done anything wrong. They just had to
keep
the
rules
interact. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one is Steve Jobs. They have a file on him. And this was because when he was considered for a presidential appointment back in 91, they started a file on him.
Oh, yeah, you got to do all the background checks. Mm-hmm. Those are jobs, too, that seem like, oh, that'd be kind of fun. Like, that's great, I got this. And then the headaches of that and the public scrutiny of, like, getting that job, like having a presidential appointment.
Oh, I thought you were saying the FBI people. I'd be like, no, I want to find the skeletons in the closet.
Yeah,
I'm all about
it. You would be really good at being in the FBI. Like, you can track down somebody.
Sounds like fun.
It seems a little illegal, the stuff that you come up with. Like, I don't know how you find it so fast on people.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't talk about it.
And then Whitney Houston. She was so popular that some fans were taking it a bit too far, and she was in fear of her life.
It's the bodyguard. She's living the script of the bodyguard. Remember she was in that with Kevin Costner?
Yes.
And there was a crazy guy that wanted to hurt her? Wow.
Yes.
So the FBI had a folder on her.
It was real life.
Yes, it was. It was life imitating art. And we did kind of crush that high note.
No,
one of us got it.
Thank you.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show and all the DIY shows on TLC and stuff like that have been really, I think, good things for contractors. Because people start thinking, oh, I can do this. I watched it on TV. At least seems really easy. I followed all the steps. And then before you know it, their house is flooded. You know, the contractors then get to charge you more to come in and fix what you did.
I could see where you would get that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like the average homeowner, I found this thing that says they spend $700 on botched DIY jobs. So things that they did not do well, and they spent a bunch of money, and then you have to pay to have it fixed. Mm. Like, I've been redoing my deck. I have a guy that's doing a roof. I'm not touching that, like tying a porch into my roof. I'm like, I want a professional to do that, but I'm redoing the entire deck, and I've had to learn different things. And I'm making sure that I don't botch it. Like, I've called him and asked him some questions because I don't want to have to redo something.
No.
You know,
you've already spent the money on the equipment. You don't want to
do
it again.
Exactly. And truth be told, I'm making it better than the builder made it. Like, it's stronger. Ooh. Honestly, truthful, it's actually stronger and above code. You know, like he really skated by on the code on this one, I think.
Okay.
So... I am curious, though. What was that thing? Maybe your husband decided to do a thing, and you told him. You sat there the whole time going, I don't think you should do this. I don't think you should do this. Hire a professional. He's like, honey, I got this.
Or I've had some friends that have gone to like a flea market or an antique store, and they buy a piece of furniture, and they're like, I can redo this. I can reupholster it. Mm-hmm. No.
It's not as easy.
No.
Nothing, I will tell you this, ever goes to plan and is as easy as it looks like on TV.
Right.
When you do any kind of home thing, like, oh, let's just take this wall out. Yes.
Go for that.
The minute you knock down a wall, you increase a whole lot of other problems into your thing, and you find things that now you have to deal with. Ignorance is bliss, man. Like if you can't see it in the wall, don't worry about
it. Don't do it.
Even if it's mold.
Call a professional.
So, all right, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm real curious about your DIY duds. The thing you started to do, maybe you did it as a couple or some friends getting together, and then all of a sudden you realize we're in over our heads. This is not a good idea. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Rosemary, what is your DIY dud?
Well, this wasn't a total botched job, but there was a place where there was going to be a fundraising event, and we had a whole bunch of photographs that needed to be hung around. And so I get up there with my hammer and the nail, and I'm going at it, and my husband went nuts because you had to measure from the bottom of the floor up to where it was going to go, side to side. And there's no way I was going to do that. So I said, okay, fine. So he went to the other side of the room and the building. So he's doing his bit. I put up like 10 pictures, and he barely got through two, and they all looked just the same.
Doing DIY projects with your spouse can be super tricky because I know, I just have to believe there's, Chip and Joanna Gaines have such a good relationship on TV, but there has to be a time where they've gotten on each other's nerves.
Yeah, for sure.
Where like he's telling her what to do or she's telling him what to do, because I know when my wife and I do projects, there's a tendency to get a smidge snippy at times about things being level and not being leveled, and it's close enough. Sorry.
Sounds like you're still working with the hurt.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And DIY shows make home renovation and like creative projects seem so easy, but really they're not as easy as they're made out to be. Like Gavin, you are renting a house and you guys have been painting and doing some stuff around the house. You're not much of a DIYer though,
no,
right?
No, and all of that stuff you say, it's a lot of my wife doing
A
lot of the work.
Okay.
I've done some painting. We have not really touched up a lot of things. We tried to, we did. Yeah, we did. The vent, basically to take the dryer in our back room to have the vent to the outside. We tried to fix a door to that space, to the crawl space. It went okay.
Okay, yeah. Like when you grade your work, when you look at it, you go, okay, that's Chip and Joanna Gaines, or that's... Bleh.
What is the discount version of Chip and Joanna Gaines?
Broke down version.
It was not pretty.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, I always want everything I do to look perfect and professional, and if it ever doesn't, then I'm so not happy with it. Like when I did the floor tile in my bathroom and I was doing the mosaic tile, the one penny that they put in the wrong place in the mosaic tile is still there. I haven't changed it yet. And I put a carpet over it. It made me that mad.
Well, Gary on Facebook, he said, I had a problem when I left my level on a wood shake roof on a hot 106 degree day. I came back after it cooled off and found out the bubble inside the level acted like a magnifying glass and caught the roof on fire.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is insane.
Because they're saying that like you mess up your home projects to the tune on average about $700. That's a lot more than $700.
Yeah, roof on fire.
I could see that though, because the sun goes through that level in that little water bubble. And that's
but who would think of that?
I would never thought of that either. Well, now we all know. We all learned something today. Don't set your roof on fire this weekend. So what was his name?
Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Gary, you've taught us a valuable lesson today.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and you can't put God in a box. There's God stuff that happens all the time outside of the four walls of the church, and from time to time we like to highlight that stuff. This actually comes from the world of sports. Gavin, you're in.
Woo!
You're in the game now, because you could probably fill in some of the gaps.
I'm ready.
Know. All right, so Denver Broncos quarterback is who?
Russell Wilson.
Nice, good job.
Let's go.
He agreed to a new contract, 5-year deal.
He did, yes.
Do you know the money on it?
Absolutely massive, $246 million.
Wow, $245. You gave him an extra million because you're a good guy.
Doesn't matter at that point.
$165 million in guarantees. Ooh. The extension will guarantee him $49 million a year and keeps him there for a while.
I can also state he bought a four-bedroom massive mansion in Denver with 12 bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
A
basketball. Four bedrooms and 12 bathrooms?
I don't know if I have the numbers wrong, but that seems wrong.
I have seen mansions where there are more bathrooms than bedrooms, and that always felt weird to me. I see having one more. But here's the deal. So he posted after all this saying, "Glory to Jesus," and ended it with the hashtag, "He is King." And on the surface, it's real easy to judge that and be like, oh, you know, you just made $245 million. Of course, you know. But I think there's nothing wrong with giving thanks when we have good things happen in our lives. We should be thankful for that stuff, you know. But I will say this, in comparison to that, I think when you have good things happen, it's so easy to thank God for them. But then when bad things happen, like, that's the people I connect with more when they still give praise to God. Like, that, to me, carries a lot of weight. You look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow kind of got a raw deal in the NFL, and through it all, he never got mad at God. And he always was, like, you know, still filled with grace and humility, and he still gave God glory, even though he didn't get his $245 million contract. You know, and he was never bitter, and he kept praising God. I think that is a cool lesson, because most of us won't get the $245 million contract.
Aww.
I know, sorry. I know you're up for negotiation, but...
I feel like I deserve it.
You know? Yeah, keep working on that.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.